You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvah Zayin. So this is the Lav of Nida. The last time we did the Mitzvah of Nida, which was Kuvpei Aleph, the title of the Mitzvah last time was Mitzvahs Inyan Tumas Nida, Shetomo Matame. The Mitzvah is a Mitzvah of Tuma. The last one we learned Kuvpei Aleph. Here the Mitzvah is not an Inyan of Tuma, but rather Shlo Lava Al Isha Be'eshehi Nida. And for a person not to have bia with a woman at the time that she is in nida. Shenemar, because of the pasuk in Vayikra Yitves, where's that kedoshim, I think, right? Is that kedoshim?
It's Achrimos.
It's Achrimos, sorry.
Achrimos is the law and kedoshim is the
right. Vel isha benidas tumasa, and a woman in the state of nidas tumasa, lo sikrav, you should not approach her. It's interesting, the lashon of the pasuk is not lo sovo eleha, but rather lo sikrav. Uzman nidosa nimshach shiva yomim. You should know that this time, quote unquote, of nida is a 7-day period. Kedirsiv, as it's written, shivas yom tia benidosa. Uben shetira pam achas behem. And this applies whether she sees one of the 7 days. O shofas kol hashiva nidahi. Whether she sees consistently blood for 7 days, those 7 days she's in nida. So it's ben lakula ben lachumra. Ben lakula means that even if she sees 7 days straight, as long as at the end of the 7th day she has a hefsek tara, she can go to the mikveh after 7 days, and then she will be tahira. Ben lachumra. Lachumra means that even if she only sees dam the 1st day, she still has a 7-day waiting period where she doesn't need shiva nikiyim, but a 7-day waiting period within which she has to just wait that those 7 days pass. And even if she stops seeing blood, she has a hefsek tara earlier, does not matter. She has to wait to the end of the 7-day period and then go to the mikvah. V'chol zman, very important, and you should have v'chol zman shlo titbol. And as long as she does not go to the mikvah, even though the 7-day period has expired, af achar hashiva, even after the 7-day period, he nida le'olam. She's a nida forever. Ki bayamim utavila tala hakasuf. Because the pasuk says that the definition of a nida is based on days and going to the mikvah. So days, meaning that even if she would go to the mikvah earlier and not have to see blood, it doesn't matter. The 7-day period has to pass. Utavila, but even if the 7-day period passes and she stops seeing blood, still she needs tavila. So we mentioned this last time. Where in the Torah does it actually say that a nida needs to go to the mikveh, and mikveh is what's matar her? Shenemar b'tmeim. Now the chinuch will give his own reason because it's written by tmeim. V'rochatzu b'mayim. It says in general by tmeim v'rochatzu b'mayim. Now where is that pasuk? So this pasuk goes back to Metzora. If you look at Metzora, this pasuk is in Parak Tes Vav. In Metzora, that's where you have the definition of what a nida is, the definition of what a zova is, like we discussed. But before the parsha of nida and zova, the Torah says, I forget the exact lashon, v'ish ki yishkav es isha shichva zera, that if a man has relations with a woman, the halacha is she's tamea, then v'rachatzu b'mayim, then she will go to the mikvah, the woman who has had relations with a man, and she will be tahira ba'er. She will be tahira that evening. So the chinuch brings down, this is actually a sifra that says binyan av. This is a general rule by all tameim that to all tameim have to go to the mikvah. Ve'rocha tzu b'nayim for amru zichronon levracha, and the rabbanim said zichronon levracha specifically in the sifra binyan av. This is a general rule. L'chol tamei, that every tamei cannot go ahead and remove himself from tuma ad sheyitbol, until he goes to the mikveh. V'chein gam kein derish zichronam levracha tehi benidasa. She should be in her state of nida, meaning that state is permanent until tehi benidasa ad shetavu b'mayim, meaning that the nida status stays with her. And they learn the nida status stays with her, meaning cannot just expire. There's no such thing as expiration or, what's the right term? Expiration or what's that term? It's escaping me now. Where after a certain period of time, you can no longer pursue any
statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations, exactly. There's no statute of limitations on nidus. And should hey benidus, she has to be in her nidus state. So this was a question we mentioned last time. The Chinuch and the Rambam both bring this pasuk, Varachatzu b'mayim, that's written by an Isha Hanivelis. And they're saying that this Varachatzu b'mayim is a general klal, a binyan av, for all tameim, that all tameim do not become tahor until they go to a mikvah. Which is interesting, there is no case of a tameh that goes ahead and can transition from Tameah to Tahira or Tomei to Tahar unless they've gone to the mikvah. Even what we read yesterday in Chukas, even when you need the Efer Paraduma, that is not sufficient. You must always go to the mikvah. So therefore there's a general rule. Once you become Tomei to Tahara cannot occur except with the mikvah. So Anita has two ways to become Tahira. One is, as he says, B'yamim u'b'tfilah Tal Rachmana. And Tal Rachmana not directly in Parshas Nida, but rather in the general rule that all Tameim need Tahara b'mikvah. So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Nisuri Biyah brings this drasha, B'rachatzu b'mayim, b'nyan av l'chol Tameim, should sorach l'tahara b'mikvah. And the Hagos Memonios there quotes Artaisis.
What's that supposed to talk about there? B'rachatzu b'mayim?
Isha Hanivelis.
And it's talking about the Gabi Tuma?
Yeah. So Ish ki Yishkav is Isha Shechva Zera. Whatever, I don't know the pasuk by heart, but take a look at Vayikra Tezvot.
We're talking about, I mean, so what's the binyan av? I mean, all you see from Rachatzu B'mayim is that without Tvila, the Tuma doesn't come off.
Right.
But who says Yehovah Darayas who says Yehovah Darayas the chorus of the Bia Asura without Tvila? Maybe for Tuma you need Tvila, which makes sense. All Tumas you need Tvila, that's a binyan av. But where do you see that for?
I think that you're saying something.
To get over the Isra Arayas in the Tfilah. Maybe you left, maybe after 7 days, the Isra Biyah comes off, but the Tumah remains. You're saying the Tumah is linked with the
well, that's what, read the Pasuk. So that's what must be, because look at the Pasuk.
Vel Isha Benidas Tumah Sa
Lo Sikra. Meaning, as long as she has Tumah's Nida, there's an Isra of Hakrava, there's Isra of Kiruv. Perek. Tesvav.
Pasuk Yud Ches.
It's the little parsha right before Nida. You have it?
The Isha Asher Yishkav Ish Osa Shechva Zara the Rachatzu B'mayim V'tamu Ad Ha'arev.
Right. So it's a Sifra they're quoting. Torah's quoting Mikan Binyan Av L'chol HaTmeim. What's the exact lashon he brings? Ram also brings this drasha. Now Taisus, as I mentioned, in Yumi Ayin Chesem and Alpha, I'll read you Taisus again, it says like this. Shalom Makame Rav Yehuda Gaon. Taisus quoting the Gaonim says, they asked Rav Yehuda Gaon, Zatzal, Tevilas Nida Midaraisa Minoan. How do you know that a Nida Midaraisa has to go to the mikvah? Veheshiv Kavachomer Mimaga. And he says a Kavachomer Mimaga. Because you read the next parsha of Nida, it describes Nida and it says she's Tmeya. And it describes all the things that she's Matama, Mishkav, Maishav, and at the very end, I think, over here, now it describes Kalim.
Yes.
What's the puzzle by Kalim? Go ahead.
V'im al ha-mishkav hu o al ha-kli asher hi yosheves ala v'nagovo yitma ad ha-arev.
Right. So you see that there's a Tumas Erev, which is removed by Tevilas Mikvah. So there's a Kal V'chomer. If Maga is removed,
right,
right. So it's the Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Mimaga. So you see, the Havamina is not that a Nida needs more. The Havamina is the Nida might need less. That Nida just expires. That's the Havamina. So have a Kal V'chomer. If the secondary Tumah that the Nida transmits requires mikvah, then surely the etzem tum itself, the primary tum itself, nida, requires mikvah. So you see based on that kal v'chomer that there's a havamina, that if I would not have this kal v'chomer or limud, that tumah could just expire. So I guess the Torah's kainim is saying that we see from the first parsha, v'isha ki yishkav, what's v'isha? So somehow that first primary case of Tuma in the Parsha is telling you that what would be a lashon in the Gemara? Tuma hechen holoch. Tuma just doesn't go, right? Mm-hmm. Tuma just doesn't leave. There's no expiration concept by Tuma.
And since the tefillah is just a prompt in the Hilchos Nida, you wouldn't run afoul of Einan Shimon Adin. That's halacha.
Why would you think? You think this is an einish here?
Yeah.
Why?
Einish.
No. What are you talking about? But to go on a mikvah, the kavuchomer is mikvah.
I'm saying, but if a woman doesn't go to the mikvah, right, and there's aid and everything, it's Nida's chiyuv kara, so you get malchus for it.
Right.
So you would give an einish. So, but there's no problem in Einan Shimon Adin, even though I'm using a Kal v'chomer, I'm saying, you're a Chayav Malchus, you didn't go to mikvah. But
because it's not the punishment, right? It's not the punishment that you're learning from the Kal v'chomer.
Right.
You're learning that the Tuma is still existing,
right.
Correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so that, by the way, the Kal v'chomer is the first answer of Yehudai Gaon. The Haitian Kal v'chomer Maga, that's the first shot. Remember we had three? For Rabbeinu Tam Perish, the Nafka Midrashiv Bimei Nida. The Torah says, what was the pasuk yesterday in Parshas Chukos?
But
isn't there another pasuk? Lo yischata, no?
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
You're talking about Mincha, right?
Yeah, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Kairos. What? Rabbeinu Tam Perish, the Nafka Midrashiv Bimei Nida. Since in other places the Torah described that you need may nida, what does may nida mean in terms of the translation? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says you translate may nida as mayim shahanida tovelos behem. So since other parts of the Torah describe may nida, which is the water that a nida immerses herself in, you see the Torah itself is actually speaking about the concept of may nida. What?
The total rim is. I mean, in chukas, may nida is referring nothing to do with
the truth. Is I like this
referring to a tummy mace.
The truth I like this better because at least this is like mefurish b'tayra. The water of a nida. No, it's just other places. The water of a nida.
Nida is not talking about a woman nida. It's talking about the
water.
Nida is a generic term. It's talking about a tummy mace and of a paradu.
But it's referring to the water. The water is being given. What water do you have to go ahead and utilize? The nida water.
Oh, I see. Okay.
May nida. So what is the taich of may nida? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, may nida means mayim shanida tovelos bahem. So it's almost as if, where in the Torah is there an idea that a nida has to go to mikvah? Not in the parsha of nida, but in other places in the Torah, we refer to the water of the nida. So since there's a reference to the water of the nida, so in some ways I like this better. Because it's not a Kal v'chomer, it's Mefurish Bakra. There is an actual pasuk that refers to may nida. So that's the second possibility. The third possibility in Tosfos is, v'ri perish.
Except that. That water that you sprinkle by the paraduma, the main, what, where is that water from? It's from a spring, right?
It's Mayim Chaim El Kelly, right?
Yeah, so we're not even talking about water of the mikvah. It's May Nida, but it's not mikvah water. It's
right.
It's a different type of May. I was like, yeah, it's just a reference. It's not May Nida, the water that a Nida really is tovel in. Yeah. We take that and we do for the Tomei May. So it's a different water totally.
It's water that you sprinkle.
What's the translation of Nida?
That you sprinkle, that's what Rashi says.
May, the word nida means sprinkling?
Nida means, yeah.
Sprinkling.
Yeah. The third shot in Taisa is, how do I know that a nida needs mikveh? Is v'ri perish midrashiv, v'hadava benidasa. That a woman is benidasa. V'darshinim perk v'meh isha benidasa tehei. Meaning the nida is something that stays with her. Meaning the pasuk is emphasizing the hadava. Once a woman is showing blood, then benidasa, she will remain in her state of nida. It will not disappear magically, which implies that what? Benidasa tehei achatava b'mayim. So that's a third possibility. Now we see that Tosfos does not bring, it's interesting, Tosfos here and Igosvim Monios and the Rambam do not bring the Chinuch and the Rambam, what they bring. They bring that there's a binyan av. It's the first parsha that speaks about tumas haguf. It says v'rachatzu b'mayim v'tamei ad ha'erev. So that drasha is actually from Torah's Kainim. It's interesting that Tosfos brings three possibilities. None of them are the possibility, the drasha of the chinuch of the Rambam.
If you look in the notes, it says, but that's a frog. L'foneinu lesser. We don't have an announced a frog. They didn't have it either.
Must be. That's interesting.
Right. Speculating.
Okay, so let's continue with the next paragraph. The inyan hanidos hu. That was explaining what the inyan nidos is. Ki yesh b'nashim inyan. There is this phenomenon or fact by women. She yozov dam mehen derech ervasim b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. Blood flows from them from the makma erva every month. Shnei yamim, 2 days or 3 days or yoser ad shiva, up to 7 days. V'tziva hakosav. The Torah says the ben she yozov adam mehen yom echad levad. No matter how long they see blood for, the halacha is their tmeya 7 days. Shimzav kol shiva, like we said, that if she sees for 7 straight days blood, upasak mi ba'od yom b'shvi, as long as there is a hafsek tara, she stops seeing blood towards the end of the 7th day, tovelos la'erev, she could go to the mikvah the night after the 7th day, which would be the beginning of the 8th day. Shehu Leil Shemachrasa Yom Shmini, which is the night that is followed by the 8th day. V'tahira, and then she's tahira. V'chinim lozov el yom echad. And similarly, if she only sees blood 1 day, mikol shiva out of all 7, v'afilu dam tiba kechardo, mitzapa shiva yom. This is a very important point. You should know that some tumas have shear, correct? For instance, the shear tumas sheretz is kadosha. That a sheretz, a dead sheretz, will only be matami somebody if the shear is cow dasha. A dasha meaning like a small lentil. And by tmei mace, there's all different shearing. The shear for maga by mace is etzem kisiyara. For tumas oil, it's much more, kizayas mace, etc. By dam nida, there is no shear. Any blood that flows from a woman, even if it's the most minimal amount of blood, afilu tiba kechardol, mitzapa shivas yamim. You know, I just thought, is that a sheer tiba kechardol? Is tiba kechardol just another way of saying any amount? In other words, is there an actual sheer? Does it have to have be some type of size, the amount of blood? I'm not sure. It says even ketiba kechardol. Later, I think the chinuch says it means there is no sheer at all. There's absolutely no sheer. Any what?
Mustard seed.
So yeah, mustard.
So that's like nothing.
So it's
routine. Size of a sesame seed.
Right. Something along those lines. Yeah.
It means that you have to be able to see.
In other words, it's saying like
you have to be able to see it.
You say there is a shear.
The shear is the say about the defend that you down, but you don't see any down. Well, let's say about you know not the sewer the rabbanon and there. The right side, you just have our gosha, she has our gosha, but she actually sees no down ever, not even teeth of the fardo. It means a shear. You have to see something. No.
Actually, you don't have to see it. The Gemara says the dam does not have to come out of the woman. As long as it comes out of the rechem, as long as it comes out of the uterus and goes through the canal, that's it, she's tamea. She does not have to come out of the body.
So Hargosha alone makes any siddharasa? How does she know?
I don't know if it's Hargosha alone, but it says tatame besachitza. Could be she went ahead and she did a bedika. As you might say that tumas nida does not occur until it comes out of the woman. Kamash Milan, it doesn't have to come out of the woman. Kamash Milan, even if it's inside the woman, right, in what's called the prosdor, the canal from the uterus, she's tamea.
But you have to have done a bdika. You have to actually see that there was blood.
That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer. If Hargosha alone would create a... Right.
I don't know neither, but I think the rice of Hargosha alone didn't do it. But maybe I defer to you.
Interesting. Let's see. We know Hargosha is needed. We don't know if it's sufficient. Ula Erev Shulel Shmini, right? And the 8th night, the night of the 8th day, Tovela, she goes to Mikvah with Tahira Labaila. And she's Tahira Labaila. Now he's going to go off into some interesting side points here for a few lines. Mesharshe HaMitzvah.
Mesharshe HaNida.
Sorry, Mesharshe HaNida. The underlying aspects of Nida. Kasafti Parshas Zos Tia Al Inyan Zova, which we did. Mashiyadati. Uklala Inyan Ki Hashem. He's explaining the idea we mentioned now. I knew this was true by Zov and Zova, but I'm not sure if this how true this is by Nida. I'm not sure if he even alluded to it by Nida, because Nida is a natural process. We know the Ramban and the Chinuch both say that a Zova and a Zov will have to bring a korban. Have to bring a korban because it's a choli. It is a form of sickness. Just like a Metzora is a form of sickness, a Zova is a form of sickness, and a Zova is a form of sickness. He seems to say that the Nida process every month is a form and a process of sickness on a monthly basis. Kasavti b'parnas zos tiyal inyan zova, mashiyadati. V'klala inyan ki Hashem yarchik me'amo. Hashem wants to distance his nation, asher bochar, that he's chosen. Kol tuma v'chol lichlich v'chol nezek. He wants to go ahead and everyone has to go ahead and the nation has to distance itself from tuma and lichluch and anything dirty and anything that could be hazardous. Gama marti sham ma yeh ha'inyin l'fi ha'doma sheichlin Hashem l'noshim b'chol yizeh. I don't remember that. He seems to say, and I explained to you why there is this idea that women go through this choli on a regular basis.
It all goes back to Chava.
Something like that. Now it is interesting. What does he mean by Ki Hashem Yarchik Me'ama? Meaning that once a woman has encountered this choli, this continual sickness of Nida, everyone has to go ahead and distance themselves from the Nida. Why is that? Because everyone has to be distanced from, he wants to have his nation distanced from tumah, from impurity, lichluch, dirt, right, and nezek. Now is he saying that there's a health reason? That he's worried that if a man comes in contact with a woman who's a Nida and has relations with her, it's dangerous to a man's health? Is that what he means?
No.
Or he means that there is a concept of choli, and that choli is something that somehow we have to be aware of, we have to distance ourselves from, even though it won't affect us physically. So it's not a physical concept, it's not a health concept, right?
It's a spiritual, is it?
I don't know, I'm not sure what it is.
He might have thought so, you know, it was the Middle Ages, but you know.
I'm not asking you practically, I'm asking what do you think he thought?
I'm saying he might have thought that it is.
You think that's what he's saying though?
I wouldn't think for this, because he says three categories, tumma, lichluch, and nezek. So he's saying it's just tumma. So it's a spiritual distancing. But then he calls it that Hashem gave his woman a hechliyon. He gave them a sickness. So, a sickness, a spiritual sickness of tumma each month? Or does it mean a physical?
And he thinks it's going to transfer somehow through intimacy?
There were Jewish communities throughout the ages, in Ethiopia they still did it, that the women needed, they went into huts and they removed themselves, like a Mitzvah, they removed themselves from the whole camp. They felt they were like a danger to anybody else. A lot of, that was a practice.
I always wonder, what came first? Because there is a concept of a Nidui and a Menuda. Now is a Nidui and a Menuda called a Nidui and Menuda? Because a Nida is distance? Or does a Nida called Nida because the word in its essence, Nida, means to distance? Meaning, does the word Nida come from the word to distance? Or does the word to distance come from the word Nida? In other words, is there a root to the word Nida of Nidui and Menuda that is essentially the word which means to distance?
Is Nidui and Menuda a Hebrew word or is that Aramaic?
It's Hebrew. Nidui, Menuda. It's a Hebrew word. It's not Aramaic.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Medina HaMitzvah, Masharim Zirchon
Avraham. Well, generally don't feel so great during their menstrual cycle. So
okay.
It is a physical...
It is a choli.
It says it's some sort of... that part is 100% sure.
But he seems to say a zova is an unusual physical, sickness. That's why you bring a korban, the Ramban says. Okay, midine ha-mitzvah, sh'arm u'zikram u'vracha. Sha'ishim metame benida v'afil b'yom leidos. Very interesting. A woman, a tumas nida, this is the Gemara, I think, at the beginning of Benos Kusim, where the Gemara says that a woman can have tumas nida and isur nida from the moment that she is born. Meaning there's no age requirement for tumas nida. Masha'ein hadin kain, which is not true bezava, but the din zava does not occur immediately at birth. Shein isha matame bezava ad asar yamin, because a woman cannot become a zava until she's 10 days old. V'dover zem mipi ha-shmua, and there are psukim that they learn that out from. Okay, do me a favor. Let's do the Minchas Chinuch on the first page. Let's go through the Minchas Chinuch on the first page. Shalolav o al nida. There's a law in the Torah. Ve'el isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav. So the Minchas Chinuch makes a very interesting point. It says specifically anida, and we know that the Torah earlier defines anida one way and azava another way. Anida is a woman in her normal cycle that sees dam, is tameya for 7 days. Outside of her normal cycle, for a certain period of time, for 11 days, she is subject to zava. And there's a zava katana and a zava gadola. A zava gadola is a woman who, outside of her cycle, sees dam for 3 days. She is vasafrala. She has to count shiva nikiyim. So the question is, this lav of Velnisha benidas tumas lo sikrav, does it include just an issa to be bail anida? Does it include an issa to be bail other women too? So the Minchas Chinuch clarifies. Belav zed, this lav of shalolavol al nida is not just dafka nida, it's inclusive of any woman who's tamei as a result of re'iyas dam.
It says zava is outside her cycle, right?
Yeah.
How can a newborn infant at 10 days old be considered a zava? She starts at 10 days. She has no cycle as a 10-day-old. Well, I have to shout the din of zava by her.
Well, how to check? According to the Rambam,
it's
not a problem.
To be her cycle as a
according to the Rambam, this would be the scenario. The Rambam holds like this. The minute, let's say it's a young baby, this scenario, strange scenario. And the baby, 1 day old, goes ahead and sees blood, right? Or the first day sees blood, like it says, "Biyom leidasa," correct? Then there's 7 days of meinida. Then sees blood the ninth day, right?
That's not right.
According to Rambam, that would clearly be a zava.
Considered,
right?
Right. Yep.
So the Minchas Chinuch.
The first 7 days, if she sees on day one, 7 days she's a nida.
Right.
Then it's after that, she has an 11-day potential to be a zava.
Right. Belav zeh nichlal gam kein kol yoledes. Every yoledes
until the 10th day
is considered to be part of this issa. Ben yoledes zachar shiva yamim v'yoledes nekeva arba so yam v'zava katana shomer yom keneged yam v'zava gadol haba aleim chayev mishum lav zeh. This lav is kailal, includes not only classic nida, but any type of zava, zava katana, zava gadayla, and includes what? Includes also yoledes. V'zava katana, she shomer siyom kinegin yom v'zava gadol. Haba aleim chayv mishum lav zeh. V'chaynu b'rambam perek dal meichos asuri b'yolach ha-beiz. V'mitzav zuha in laharech. Ki mevor b'rahitim b'shukran ch'yodeya. Simen kuf pei gimel. B'achronim hirichu ma'od. Now let me ask a question. If I ask you why, why is this so that a zav is also included in this lav? What would you say? In other words, this is the halacha. The halacha is that if there's a zav, yoledes. In the beginning of Tazria, it says that if you're yoledes zachar, there's tumah for 7 days, correct? Right? And then she goes to the mikvah during those 7 days. Then she's what's called a tful yom arach. She is not tahira until after all the mei tahara have expired. So let's take the case of a yoledes zachar. She's yoledes zachar. She then has 7 days after which she goes to the mikvah. Then she has 33 days that have to pass, and then she becomes tahira. So she's what's called a tfulas yom arach. She's a tful yom. Tful yom normally means you go to the mikvah, that evenly become tahira. In the case of yoledes, you go after 7 days, but in the case of a zachar, you do not become tahira till after 40th day. Or in the case of a nekeva, you're tamea for 14 days. And then there's another 66 days, and after 80 days, she's tahira. So there's a lav to be boiled the yoledes during either the first 7 days of a zachar or first 14 days for a nekeva. The truth is, the iser to be boiled is for the full 40 and 80. Because that tahara b'mikvah does not take place. It is suspended until the expiration of 40 or 80 days. So the Minchas Chinuch says
it's a bia. Goes for the entire time, for the entire 40?
Yeah, she's a full tumma, yeah.
The Dmei Tahara.
You made Tahara, any tahara? Blood that she sees in Yemei Tahara is doesn't matame her. There's no tumma. She doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. But she's a Tavelis Yom Aruch, as I understand. Meaning she goes to the mikvah after 7:14, but the Tahara does not kick in until after 40 or 80.
No, but isn't she Mutaris the Baal? Isn't she? She's not Mutaris the Baal during that period of time? Isn't that the whole point?
What?
She is.
Yeah, but for sure she cannot bring a korban. No.
She's mitame, she can't come into the mikdash.
Right.
She can't come into the mikdash and she's mitame kachim, but she's Mutaris the Baal. The whole point is.
After the 7:14
days. That's the oddity. It's
right.
Because they have a whole chakira in the Quran about the Tul Yom. Is it pshat that, as Fasemis talks about it, is it pshat that the old Tumma lingers, but just on a secondary level? Or after she goes to the mikvah for the 7:14 days, the Tumma is gone? It's just it's a new din. It's an isser. It's a new din isser. But avada is not a bias isser.
So let's see. The Minchas Chinuch says for sure. You're right. Kol yoledes ben yoledes zachar shivas yomim.
Yeah.
Seven for the 7 days. Yoledes nekeva arba so yom for those 7:14 days. For zavah katana she shomer yom kineged yom v'zavah gadoila haba aleim chayev mishum lav zeh. V'chenu buram pekdam l'zasuri bi'alach beis b'mitzvah zuin l'harach as we mentioned. So what is this Isser Lav? The Isser Nida applies to Yoledes. How does he know that, by the way? How do you know that this Isser Lav, when it says in the Torah, Vel Isha Menidas Tumas Lo Sikra, that it applies to, let's say...
Because the Pasuk in Tazria uses the Lashon Nida. Isha Kedav Yoledes, Kimei Nidas Devesa Titma.
That's what it says?
Yeah, Kimei Nidas Devesa Titma. The Mamre says she's a Nida.
That's the answer, okay.
Kimei Nidas Titma.
First pasuk of Tazria.
Yeah. Right. Talmud Shulchan Kimei Nidas Devais Titma. Yes.
So the Torah defines her as a Nida. So this Lav by a Zava. Does it ever use the Lashon Nida by Zava?
Yes, that's what I was just reading. Kol yimei zov tumasa kimei nidasa tihiya tumeya hi.
So interesting. So the Torah.
So the question is it a separate law? Is it a different law though? Is it a separate
law? So he's
is it two karbanos or is it one karban? Let's say she's a nida and a zava simultaneously.
So it's all included in
the law.
Just one
law. That's Minchas.
So even though if she's a nida plus a zava and somebody who's bala is only chayav one. Only one carbon.
It's interesting.
She's
a nida and a zava at the same time.
He says, she scenario has, like this. A woman's a nida. She doesn't go to the mikvah. And then she has a hefsek tahara. She doesn't go to mikvah. And then during the next 11 days, she sees again for 3 days. So she's tumas nida never left her. And now she has a din zava, correct?
Yes.
So everybody wants to know, someone's bayal har b'shege. Bring two carbonos or one? Because you're saying two shemos isser, so shemos muchlagim, you think?
I don't know. That sounds like it's one. It's the, it's
I think
the same
it's
isser.
I think it's
the
same isser.
Interesting.
By the way, I think that scenario can only work according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, the Magid Mishnah brings down is cannot have a zava by definition till too much nida has left. Meaning that those two cannot exist simultaneously. According to the Rambam, it's all based on the calendar. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, correct? The Rambam. But according to the Ramban, I think that the Ramban says beferish, you cannot be a Nida, you're still a Zava. You cannot be a Zava, you're still a Nida.
I think that you cannot be a Nida if you're a Zava. If you are tar from your Nidas, you become a Zava. As long as you are not Matahar from Ziva, you cannot become a Nida.
You don't think it doesn't work the other way?
I don't think it works the other way because the pasuk says beferish, right? V'ishu ki yazov zov dama yamim rabim below es nidasa, o ki sasov al nidasa. O ki sasuv al nidasa. If she continues flowing beyond her nidus,
she's both.
Then kol yimei zov tumasa ki mei nidasa ki yetmei. Then she's both. It's, I think it's beferish in the pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
That if she continues beyond the nidus, now she's both.
Right. But the lav tumasa is one lav.
So the Minchas Kino says it's all one lav. That's for sure.
Look at Rashi. Al nidasa.
Yeah, go ahead.
Muflug mei nidasa yom echad zuhi zava. Velo, interesting. Mishpat acharot v'parsha zov velo kedas ani pshutim zera. I don't know. So Rashi does say muflug.
You know, I have to go through Magid Mishnah again.
He says muflug minidasi yamechad. So maybe I'm wrong.
Let's look at the Magid Mishnah again.
Sounds like you need a day of separation between the nida and the ziva.
That could just be about saying blood. They don't say blood the same day. That doesn't mean that you need a tefillah in between, or that need the tumah goes away. It just means a separation between what's considered dam nida, what's considered dam ziva.
Well,
doesn't mean
that
you have to become
Torah
from the.
So let's continue. Ice base minchas So nida needs tefillah in the evening. We saw all the four reasons why. Hainu, but this tefillah has to be kodem shivas hayamin, because as the chinuch said. Right, it has to be after the 7 days. Because Hainu Kaidam Shivas Hayam, because prior to the 7 days expiring or passing, Ainha Tfila Ola Allah. The Tfila does not work for her. But after the 7 days have expired, she can technically go to the mikvah the next day. But why does a Nida not go during the day? So the Gemara Nida says, Rak mishum srach bita asru. Ayin ram kam perdal halach zayin lakaman, the Rabbi Mechaber. The Gemara Nida and Yuma says, Ko chayav et filos tovim b'yom, chutz mi Nida. A Nida can never go during the day. Why could she never go during the day? A Nida can never go during the day because we're afraid that a person will see the Nida going during the day, srach bita. Her family members might go ahead and say, hey, look, a Nida can go during the day. See, most tumas, you can go, once there's a hefsek in a tumah, meaning you touch a sheretz. Guy touches a sheretz at 9 a.m. He can go to the mikveh at 9:30. Just does not become Torah until B'yas Erev, right?
So what's pshat in that? What is pshat in that? Is he tumming the rest of that day? He's tumming.
It's fully on. So all masechta about is it fully on. No, it's Tfuliyom.
So he has different, Tfuliyom has different.
Yeah, Tfuliyom is different.
Why can't they go during the day?
So a Nida cannot go. In general, the Torah says beferish, a Nida cannot go during the day. You have to let the 7 days have to pass.
Is that the Midoraisa?
What? Yeah, 7 days must pass Midoraisa.
So she can't go during the day Midoraisa.
Right, on Midoraisa if she
on
goes.
On the 7th,
she goes north. Normal Tuma, you can go before B'yas Shemesh, right? Before Harav Shimsho, before?
For the sun, yeah.
Right, first Mishnah Brachos, right?
Yeah.
Mishah Shakonim Nechnosim Lechu B'Trumasim. What does it teach you? Bottom of Bezim and Alphan Brachos. Teaches you, you might think, V'tihir Gavra, that once a man goes to the mikveh, that right? That's it, he's done. So the Gemara says, no, V'tihir Yuma. The day has to pass.
Actually, what there is teaching us that it's not the kapara. He doesn't have to wait for the carbon next day.
Right.
B'yas Shimsho Makvosim Lechu B'Trumah V'en Kaparosim Makvosim Lechu B'Trumah. The Havamina was not that he could eat it before Tzeisel Kochavim. Havamina was that he had to wait till the next morning for his kapara.
But what's Srach Bita? I'm sorry, what is it?
Srach Bita is the door that normally, let's say, Nida is not allowed to go on the seventh day. She has to go the night. So the halacha is what happens if she did not go the night of the eighth? Technically, she can go the day of the 8th, the day of the 9th, the day of the 10th, right?
Right, it's the next day.
Yeah. But she's not allowed to do that because of Srach Bita, because it might cause a kilkul. What kilkul might it cause? That her family or someone might learn from this and say, hey, Anita can go during the day, uh-huh. And now people will start going the day of the 7th.
Interesting.
Now, how do we know that she can't go in the day of the 7th?
Because 7 days must pass. Meaning, like the Chinuch says, Tola HaKasav B'yamim u'b'tahara, right? The Torah says 7 days must pass, correct?
Shivas Yom Teh Ben Nidasa.
Shivas Yom Teh Ben Nidasa, correct? And what's Lashon HaKasav? The Chinuch's Lashon is very... Tola HaKasav, what does it say? B'yamim? Ki b'yamimu u'tfila tova kosef. The Torah says you need two things, yomim and tevila. So if the 7 days have not fully passed, it's not going to work.
That's fine.
And what about by Zava?
So look at Node Aleph.
So why is Zava different?
In Node Aleph on the bottom, it says, if only neither. Because the Torah says, Shiva 78 ben Yidasa. Masha ain kein Zava, she kosev of a sofra la shivas yomim, over there, mitzvah se yom kekula.
Right.
So Shiva Siyamim Tehebin Yidasa, mitzvah se yom is not kekula, but sofra la shivas yomim, that the seventh day is
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, you know, where's the... What's the reason?
So, by the way,
I don't know.
She needs a full 7 days.
Because it's amazing. Because he may need dasati yet to mea. I mean, it's makasher to neither, and that's what we're learning out the goof of the law. The isr bia.
Yeah, but there's an exception. It's
v'safra law. But the 7 days aspect is used.
Because it's v'safra law.
V'safra law shivas yamin.
So v'safra law is telling you that after she has stopped seeing, after the hefsek tara, she needs to count 7 days. So in general in the Torah, when there's a process of counting days, you have the idea of mitzvah hayom kekula, whenever there's counting 7 days. So mitzvah hayom kekula, so that on the last day, she can actually go to the mikvah early.
When do you apply this rubik kekula? So even a part of the 7 days you counted, that's enough. Shivas yomim matzah techeilu. We don't say eat matzah the morning of the 7th day and then you're done. You can eat chametz.
I remember hearing Rav Soloveitchik saying this
when
word.
You apply this klal.
I remember Rav Soloveitchik saying this phrase, but I'm not sure exactly the right way to translate or interpret it. He used to say when there's a malois. Whenever there's a malois, you say matzah yom kekulo, like avelis. Whenever there's a malois. Not sure exactly what he meant.
Wow.
But I thought he meant a certain amount, there's a certain amount of time has to pass.
Sounds counterintuitive.
What?
Malo sounds like it has to be mullet, you know?
No way. It's who used to say that phraseology. Not sure exactly how to explain it. But there is a concept that you don't see Mixayim Kakulo by everything, correct?
No.
Right? Many things you don't see it. But for Avelis, it's a classic case where you do see Mixayim Kakulo, right?
Yeah.
Try to do that with
And actually, the classical case of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo is Zava. Shomer Siyom Kenegah Yom is the classical case, where the Mishnah Megillah says she could go to the mikvah during the day of the next day.
Or even the seventh day. She can go on the day of the seventh, as opposed to Nida. That's what I said. As opposed to Nida, who can only go at night. Of
right, because there has to be
the
7 days.
Zava can go the middle of the 7th day.
Hainu kaidim shivas hayom einat fila olala. Avo achar shivas hayom, really a nida could go during the day. Ulitpo b'yom rak mishum srach bita asru. Ayin ramam kan perek dala halacha zayin l'kamim b'rav mechaber. Now you know it's very interesting. The Gemara says there are exceptions to the rule srach bita. Technically midaraisa, a nida can go after 7 days have passed. She's supposed to go that night. But if she doesn't go during the night, she could go during the day midaraisa. She does a chashash, srach bita. People will learn for her and think you could go the day of the seventh. So the Gemara says, since it's only a gzera, there are exceptions. One exception is dalsos nuglos belaila. That really a woman misses that night, the first night of the eighth day, she misses. She wants to go to the mikvah. She has to go at night, the night of the 9th, 10th, 11th, because of srach bita. However, the Gemara says, if Dalsos Medinos Nu'ulos, if the city locks their gates every night and she can't go out to go to the mikvah, then she's permitted to go during the day. So the Gemara says there are certain exceptions.
It's very funny that Chazal didn't make a gzera that even a Zava can't go during the day. I would say it's Srach. I mean, who knows a woman's going, they see a woman going to the mikvah, they know that she's a Zava and not a Nida. They'll see a Zava going in the middle on the 7th day. They'll think a Nida can go during the day. That they didn't make there. So it seemed to
be... I'm not sure. I don't know if I have to look through the Gemara there, Srach Bita. I don't remember if the Gemara asked the question. But the Gemara does say there's an exception if Dalsos Medinos Nu'ulos. Which is very interesting because I'll never forget that I went Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, I went to the mikvah in Washington Heights once. I remember there was a letter there about, is there a heter for women who are afraid to go to the mikvah at night to go during the day? It's an interesting question. This shaila is brought up in many shailos and tshuvos svarim. When do you say there's a heter for a woman to go to a mikveh during the day?
Because
what?
Same thing. The door's a lock. If she's afraid.
Well, I don't know if they discussed this question. The very interesting question. Shalos Shuv is Sfarim. If a woman mishum nidus can ever go during the day, because the Gemara says there is an exception to the gzera. The exception to the gzera is dalsos medinos nulus belayla. Whether there are other exceptions, it's dangerous, especially Washington Heights where the mikveh was. It was very dangerous to go at night. Is that an exception or not?
It's always the next day we're talking about. Yes. Never in the seventh.
Right, right. Never That's in correct. The seventh. You cannot go in the seventh. 7 days must pass. Then the halacha is, after the 7 days pass, then you can go. Except as a chashash srach bita, okay.
You do have it by a kala, no?
Yeah, that's true, but that's a little different. As we mentioned, there's a Gemara, I think, in the beginning of Benos Kusim, Lamed Beis, that says that technically a woman can conceive tumas nida the first day immediately after she's born.
So there's no mitzvah kula by nida, so you can't go to the day of the seventh day.
Right.
But there is mitzvah kula regarding the first day. Don't tell me ace la ace. She doesn't have to wait me ace la ace.
No.
She sees the first day of Dam, maybe she sees it an hour before Shkia. That's counted as a full day.
But is that based on
mitzvah? You do say mitzvah kula.
I don't know, is that really based on mitzvah kula?
I would say full 7 days, no.
Who says that definition of a day is a full day? I don't know.
So
who says the definition?
So why doesn't it work on the back end? It doesn't work on the back end, but it works on the front end. Why? If it's Shivas Yomim, I need a full 7 days. I need a full day here. I need a full day here. But the first day will count a part of the day. The last day we won't count part of the day.
I'm not sure if the first day is based on Mitzvah Kakula. I don't know.
But somehow it meets the qualification of the words of the pasuk Shivas Yomim Tiyeh Benidosa. So part of the first day counts as one of those Shivas Yomim. But part of the seventh day
I'll give you an example. By Mila, correct? We say B'yom HaShmini, Yimol Batzor HaLatzah, correct? If the baby is born an hour before Shkia, that's considered the first of 8 days, correct?
Yes.
You're going to say, you need to say Mitzayim Kekula for that?
No, but I don't know what the Gdor was. How come I Pidyon HaBen, we say you do need an eighth Meis Leis?
Who said that? That's a big one, Chlokas. You don't... We're Choshish for that, but... Most Rishonim do not... There's only some Shitas hold in Meis Leis. That's why they wait. They don't do Pidyon HaBen at night. But that's not the prevalent Shita.
Okay.
Prevalent Shita is that you don't need Meis Leis.
I'm saying it's funny by neither. You're not.
Well, let me ask you. I'll ask you a question.
You say you're on the last day, but the first day you are.
Again, you're assuming.
What's that the door? Okay, it's not mitzvah yom. So why is part of the first day okay, and not part of the seventh day?
So I ask you by Milo. Why do you count the first day as part of 8 days if it's only an hour?
Because I would say by Yom HaShmini Yimol, on the eighth day, in the beginning of the eighth day, it is part of the eighth day. That's the lashon of the pasuk. That's Pashas pasuk. On the eighth day, you can do it. You can do it any time on the eighth day. Torah doesn't say, here it says, Shivas Yom Tov, you need a full 7 days. That she's a needed for a full 7 days. So I'm asking why the first day part of the day is okay. But Yom HaShmini is on the eighth day, do it. No one argues that the morning of the eighth is part of the eighth day. I've met the qualification. I'm doing it on the eighth day. Torah doesn't have a melos, like the Rosh says. I don't need a, there's no lotion in a melos.
Interesting. Tell us the wise gimel. Shaknishim atam benida afilu b'yam leidasa. Le'inyan bia haino im lo tovla at shoshon v'yamechad. U'ba'al leh mibash tor shoshon. Chayev nalek mavur b'magamish to compact al halach al. So Ben Chachinus is clarifying, even though the tumas nida applies to a young child, even a few days old, it's not possible to be over the iser nida with a young child until she's royal bia, i.e. 3 years in 1 day. So it must be she saw nidas at a very young age, a few days old, and there was no process by which she was matar herself. Therefore, Baalem Barshol Shon Viamechot Chayavin Alek Mavur Magamish to compare the Allah Aleph.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.